afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, June 17th, broadcasting from our studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles, at Kill Radio, killradio.org. The studio number is 213-252-0998, if you'd ever like to give us a call. Coming up today, we got some race results from last weekend at Ladera Ranch and also up in Northern California. And some really cool sounds, including almost the entire race of one of the Masters races at Ladera Ranch Grand Prix. Cool and Fit, Chris Kono, Memorial Criterium, race sounds as well. So sit back and let's go to some race results right now first on Bike Sport Radio. Ladera Ranch Grand Prix held on June 16th in Southern California. Men's category ones, twos, and pros. Kyle Gritters from Rockform Rockin' Road making the podium in third place. MRI Endurance Elite Masters Philip Tinsman in second, and your winner, Frank Traviso. Men's category threes, Daniel Willett picking up that win, riding for SC Velo. Category four men, Rockform Rockin' Road's Jose Loreno Ramos taking the win there. And the Masters 35 plus, MRI Endurance Elite Masters, Christy Markey with your win. And the women's category 1-2-3s, third place going to Jessica Serra. Second place, Primal Pro Women's, Melina Berniker. And your winner from SC Velo InCycle, Rebecca Siegel. In the Masters 45 plus, Jessup Auto Plaza, Benny Parks taking third place. BBI SIC Cycling's Bill Harris in second. And Spy Giant Rides' Alan Flores taking the win there. Complete results can be found at scnca.org. Ladera Ranch GP, men's category 5, Tyler Rogers taking third, Frederick Moreau in second, and Zach Lemus your winner. Masters 55s, Cal Zalak, third place, Michael Bird at second, and Rockform Rockin' Road's Mark Hoffenberg with the win. Masters 50 plus, Steve Strickler, third place, Spy Giant Rides' Harold Martinez in second, and BBI SIC Cycling's Craig Miller taking the win. And in the Masters 30 plus 4s and 5s, Leo Reyes taking third, Rico Cruz in second, and your winner from Surf City Cyclery, Kenny Rogers.
Wow, Eric has opened up a gigantic gap on that lap, and he is at...
Race results in Northern California, Pleasanton, California. The Tri-Valley Criterium Classic, formerly known as the PG&E. Crit. Men's pros category 1-2s making the podium in third place. Folsom Bikes, Matt Chatalung in second place, riding for Dakka Hackett, Vincent Owens, and your winner for Full Circle Cycling, powered by Pure Gear, Brandon Trafton. Women's pros in category 1-2s, making the podium in third place, riding for CyclesFanaticRacing.com, Kimberly Fong. Second place from Los Gatos, Tanya Grossman, and from SB Racing, your winner, Mary Elizabeth Maroon. Men's beginners, category 5-A's, Robert Galbreath was your winner there. Men's category 5 beginner B's, Ronald Roach. And in the Masters Cat 3-4s 45 and plus, Carl Wurzbach picking up the win for Davis Bike Club Race Team. Masters 35s, category 3s and 4s, Matthew Hoag riding for Squadra San Francisco was your winner. And men's Cat 3s and 4s, Alex Shelton from Platinum Performance in Santa Barbara taking that win. Masters 55 and over,
Team Bicycles Plus, Tracy Muagi, picking up that win. Masters 45 Plus, Cat 123's Patrick Briggs, riding for Primetime Cycle Team. Masters 35 Plus, Primetime Cycle Team's Dean LaBerge, taking that win as well. For complete results, visit usacycling.org for the Tri-Valley Criterium Classic in Pleasanton. Hey, bike racers and bike racing enthusiasts, check out Bike Sport Radio on alternate Mondays at noon on killradio.org. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So if you want to find out about the local scene in Southern California as well as Northern Cal, visit bikesportradio.us and check out our radio show at Bike Sport Radio on killradio.org, alternate Mondays at noon. All right, some race results completed on today's show. Coming up, we've got some events next weekend. Coming up on June 22nd in Southern California, the Rosanna Ranch Circuit Race, event number 3, brought to you by Majestic Cycling and sponsored by JL Velo Pure Gear, Boys Cyclery, InCycle, and above all, Heating and Air and Nordstrom's. That's held in the Rosanna Ranch area and out near Glen Helen. That's out near the base of the San Bernardino Mountains. Glen Helen Parkway, Sycamore Creek, and Clearwater Parkway. Again, that's coming up Saturday, June 22nd. Rosanna Ranch Circuit Race. Complete details, and you can find out more at MajesticCycling.com. Again, that's MajesticCycling.com. Rosanna Ranch Circuit Race. Great course out there. And categories for all racers and all abilities and ages, including juniors, junior categories as well. Also coming up on June 22nd in Northern California, the Mount Diablo Hill Climb Time Trial, brought to you by C4 Racing. This is a time trial uphill up Mount Diablo, sponsored by Wells Fargo and Covaris Technology Solutions. Racing for all categories as well out there at the Mount Diablo Hill Climb Time Trial. It's a 6.2-mile race up to the North Gate side of Mount Diablo in Northern California. Complete details at C4, that's the numeral 4, c4racing.org in Northern California. And then coming up on Sunday in Southern California, June 23rd, the Southern California and Southern Nevada Masters State Criterium Championships. State Criterium Championships brought to you by Pacific Sunset Velo. That's out in Ontario. Race announcing and finish line by MGE Racing. And again, that's promoted by PS Velo. Masters Criterium State Championships for Southern California, starting with Masters 30 plus and 5-year age increments all the way through Masters 60 plus. There is no junior categories that day, but men and women, as well as non-championship categories, are eligible, including beginners, Category 5s, Category 4s, and so on. Complete details for that race at psvelo.com. Again, psvelo.com. All right, well, we don't have any product review today. We've been doing some product reviews on some cool stuff that you got out there. So if you would like to have your product reviewed, give us a shout-out at marketing@backontrackproductions.com. That's our email to have your product reviewed on Bike Sport Radio. And right now, let's sit back and enjoy some race sounds, including sounds from the Cool and Fit Chris Kono Memorial Criterium, as well as live sounds from Ladera Ranch Grand Prix. An incredible solo breakaway there. We got most of it by Eric Bierman out at Ladera Ranch. So sit back and enjoy the sounds of bike racing here on Bike Sport Radio.
Trust me, they came out of that turn and were right.
Cool and Fit. Men's category 4s and 5s.
Cat 4 5s, listen up. Are there any juniors in this race? Okay, it looks like there's a couple of juniors. Reminder, as soon as possible, safely possible, after the end of the race, juniors, report to rollout. It's behind you to your right, just before the stage. Number 6, 70,
80.
Go Big Orange!
At the way the other people have their numbers, get that sorted out next time.
This is the Christopher Contreras Memorial. Category 4s and 5s now.
Turn 2. That's the second turn. The first one's up here in front of you. Turn 2. On the outside, you guys listening to me? Turn 2. On the outside, to your left, there's the mossy, slippery water. Remember that if you go through turn 2, don't overlap wheels to the left. To get in that water, you're down. Also, there's an outlet for the bike path out there, so watch for recreational riders. Ride with your heads up. The first lap you do is going to be a memorial lap for Christopher Contreras. You'll be following Mr. Herman Rom. He's at the head of the race right now. First lap is memorial. Don't pass it. You won't be racing until you come through the start-finish after the first lap. There's a wheels-in, wheels-out wheel pit up past the start-finish. If you have a legitimate mechanical, you can go to the wheel pit, up to 5 laps to go. I'm told that the mechanic has a couple of neutral wheels, a couple. So if you don't have a wheel in there, you need a wheel, you might consult with the mechanic, see if he can help you out.
All right, they're rolling now.
Go Big Orange!
All right, we have racers away. Racers away.
And we're going to give away another frame. What the heck? A restaurant recovery drink. JoJo Brown Cream.
JoJo Cream.
Restaurant recovery drink. Help you recover from your recovery.
Also, we'd like to remind you again to go buy some raffle tickets for you down to the silent auction.
$10 a ticket, all proceeds going to benefit the Contreras family. Out.
Coming up on one lap to go, the number 4 lap. Everybody call together, please. 3 laps. Keep yourself out of report, even if you're beyond the finish line.
Here they come. You got 1 lap to go.
What?
1 lap to go. And who's going to take that pair of Israel tires? Okay. Who's going to be the prime winner? And you're going to be on your final lap. It looks like 6:56. Okay. 1 lap to go, gentlemen. 1 lap to go.
Men's category 4-5s. 1 lap to go at the Kono Memorial. Women's category 3s and 4s. Cool and Fit. Chris Kona. Memorial Criterium Prime coming up.
All right. Who's going to take the coffee? Who's gonna get a little monkey in them?
We have clear road now, so still watch out for that right side cone.
You can crank it.
Ooh, looks like 485 took it. Same, I say 485.
485 by half a wheel.
It's close.
Women's Cat 3-4 Prime. Coming up.
Three laps to go. And who's going to take that Restorate Recovery drink?
Oh, Jackie Don. Laying it down, 45. That's two in a row for her.
Yeah.
Is she going to make it a...
It's going to be the trifecta.
Plus, please stage by the CBR element, the Honda element in the driveway. You will stage by there. You'd be called to the line when we are ready. When we're good and ready, all right? We make that call. Portman Plus, starting at 10:15.
See you there. See you there. Okay. Two laps to go.
You're now seeing two laps to go. That's because there's only two laps left in the race. You got two laps to go. So if you're going to make a move, make it. Because there ain't that much time left. Two to go, two to go. Crank it. Spin it.
I'm looking at three and a half Jackie Dunn. Do it again. For the win.
For a three.
That's my call. No pressure.
Of course, anything can happen between now and turn four.
This is true.
Once again, if you're just hanging out, go buy a raffle ticket. They're only $10 and you can win some cool stuff, including a bike, $500 value. And all proceeds from this raffle and silent auction are going to the Bumpers family. Also, I understand we've got some vittles on sale, some tasty spring rolls, etc., etc. That can be walked down the midway and check it all out. Again, the proceeds from the sales of the food will be going to the Gunfarris family as well. Special Canadian technology.
One lap to go. We're late waiting for our ladies, our living 3-4s, to come by. I'm looking at my rate, I'm looking at my GPS. I can't figure out where they're at. They're sitting somewhere on this door.
We're checking Google Maps even as we speak. Google Earth. This is what you've been waiting for, the bell lap. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. One lap to go, one lap to go, one lap to go. This is it, the final lap. If you're gonna make a move now. Oh, I see somebody coming up on the side. Let's go!
Look at Michelle from Ellen's up there too as well.
No, I called it out. Powers, Austin, Powers, lost in translation with a whole fucking nation. They say I was the abomination of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start.
All right, here we come. Who's going to take the glory?
Out of that corner, they're coming out wild. I see some. We see down the line, down the center. Who is it going to be? But no, somebody's coming down left side. It's going to be Swans up there, but
468 taking it.
Unofficially.
Good race.
Saw some of the Swan girls up there, but I think they lost their momentum. It is a long sprint. Good job, ladies. Good job racing today.
We have
got a vehicle escort, so please mind the vehicles.
Its owner is desperately seeking it. And here we go. Who's going to take those down energy bars? Oh! 225 taking it. That was close.
MRI Masters 45 picking up a preem there.
Let's spice up the racing with a preem. Why not? Cool Fit. Oh yeah, it's the Cool Fit race. Why not? Cool Fit traded the winner next lap with 204 leading across the line. Some Cool Fit conditioning spray to the winner of the next lap in our 45-1 race. Woohoo! Somebody wants that Cool Fit really bad. Look back. I got it. Oh, thank you. You're kind of close to the number. I like it. So much appreciated, Johnny. 347, they got
Johnny Walsh. Big old gap on the field for that preem in the Masters 45s. Preem lap. Masters 45.
To the winner of the next lap, and I'll make that first.
Eric!
One time, let's give yourself
coffee
to the winner of the next lap. Go 40.
Masters 45, preem and 5 to go. This is also preem lap. Oh, two guys off the front. Spy Optic.
Because Ray Allen Orr is out the front taking the coffee. With 5 laps to go, guys. 5 laps to go on the 45-1 race. Nelson Muva. Nick Muva!
All right, we're going to get the last 5 laps here in the Masters 45s. Cool and Fit Criterium. Allen Flores off the front with another rider on the 6 to go. In a two-man breakaway. And they've been caught.
Oh, we're just changing it up every time around. Here's our last for today. Thank you, Darn Rock, some ICE arm warmers and socks. Ice. Arm Warmer and socks to the winner of that lap with 4 laps to go. Ice, Arm Warmer and socks, courtesy of Arm and Rob, to the winner of the next lap. Move on, Michelle. Three, who's going to take my Arm Warmer and socks? The leading champion. What is this? What? Greg Page, the one and only. Taking a timeout with 3 laps to go.
3 laps to go.
255. Why are you at the back now? He's taking a break. Time to pull out all the socks. 33 to go. Over. To go.
There he is. Liebert!
Left to go. We're all together now.
Go, Big Orange!
Cones. Stay away from the cones. The cones are going to hurt you.
2 laps to go and watch the cones.
You guys are old enough to know this.
Meaning avoid the cones. Don't watch them and run into them.
From your staging area, you are not in staging. And you're going to get caught. 1 lap to go. This is it, gentlemen. That lap. You're going to do anything, do it now. 1 lap to go. And MRI is at the front. Light the fuse. I see Mike McMahon up there. Pull the pin on the grenade.
Who else is it going to be? Johnny Walsh is in there. It's going to be a finish. Here we go. Out of the corner, I see a BBI at the front. He lights it up for his guy. I think that's him. He's going to hold it to the line. Look at his hands up there. Yeah, 24 unofficially. 24, Grady Miller unofficially. That's it. Heads up. Guys are finishing. Probably want to grab the bars. Watch out. Watch out. Let's make it across the line safely. We still have riders finishing, so stay where you're at. Keep the course clear. But we know one rider behind the road. One rider behind the road is almost finished up.
Craig Miller unofficially picking up his second win today in the Masters 45s.
And into turn two, a couple other guys trying to scamper across that gap, seeing if they can get to their back wheel and hopefully pop around them at the end and get the sprint.
Masters 30 plus. Fours and fives in their final lap.
Here, Ladera Ranch, these laps click by pretty fast. I see Mr. Mark Offenberg. Guys, just a reminder, please do not ride your bikes around on the sidewalks today. Offenberg, congratulations on the 55 plus. Look at that. He's seen. Already has his hands up. He's used to it. You've done that before, haven't you?
All right, here they come.
Here we go. Here we go. We have your two leaders coming out. Coming out of turn four, headed towards the line. Who's it going to be? Out of the saddle, pumping hard. That's going to be Kenny Rogers taking it home with Rigo Peruz taking second place. In your minutes, 30 plus, 4-5. Congratulations, Kenny Rogers of the Surf City Sterling BMW Racing. Who's going to be taking home third place? That's rider number 731. Taking home third place. Congratulations. That's Leo Reyes taking home third place. Rigo Peruz taking home second, and Kenny Rogers taking home the win here at the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix of Cycling in the men's 30-plus, 4-5. And the 50-plus, Craig Miller, Harold Martinez, Steven Strickler, if you guys can make your way to the podium, we're going to be getting your podium underway right now. Looks like we have everyone here for the men's 55-plus. So we're going to get those guys underway first. All right. In third place, in the men's 55 plus, riding for UC Saclary, that's Kalman.
Cal, how do we say your last name? Scream it.
Congratulations, Cal, third place. Coming in second, in the men's 55 plus, Michael Burdett. Michael, congratulations, riding for the Skills Swami Cycling Team and taking home the win in your 55-plus today, none other than Mark Hoffenberg, riding for Rock Forum Rock and Road Cycling.
Good job, Mark.
Congratulations, Mr. Hoffenberg. Congratulations to our entire podium. Well done out there today, guys.
Looks like a little more speed maybe coming out of the leg of some of these guys later in the race here.
Yep. You know who that is. That's got to be Rodrigo Cruz. Well, that's his brother, Raymond Cruz, heading off the front. Doesn't look like the front of the Category 35 3-4s is too interested in bringing him back. All right, guys. Arms above the head, beer in hand. This isn't their first time on the podium. These guys know how to do it.
No, they're a bit different.
Holy cow. All right, there we go. There's your men's 55-plus podium. Let's hear it for Ladera Ranch. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Good job, guys.
All right.
Hoppy, you can put the jersey on now.
Okay, I'll do that.
Let's see you guzzle that thing. Go ahead.
Pyramid, Hefeweizen.
Is that a simple green jersey?
I don't think though.
Hey, I don't remember yelling. Please come to the line. Hold on just a second, ladies. According to our officially, I go back here. No. Cool. All right, our next race up is going to be the women's 3-4 race.
Listen to the song they picked out.
All right, we're going to call the women 3-4 to the line. Women, come on down. All right, here comes our women's peloton out of last turn. It looks like it's grown. Am I seeing things?
Women's category 3s and 4s.
I've been up a long time already today, so I'm starting to get a little loopy. But these women are seeing 2 laps remaining in their race. 2 laps to go, ladies. We've seen Rochelle trying to give it gas up this finishing stretch a few times. Let's see what, see if she can make a gap happen in these last 2 laps.
There's a 3-rider break up the road, then followed by 2 riders, and then the rest of the pack.
They are working well.
And you. There's the leaders right there.
I don't think that's going to last much longer.
What's your gut pick, Brad? We can take it.
You know, it's hard to say. I've seen Jessica Serra. She's ridden really strong in her number race this year. Take them to the start finish line. Bell lap, ladies. Bell lap, ladies. 1 lap remaining in your race. 1 lap to go. Ladera Ranch, let's hear it for our 3 women. Those women really drilled it on the front of this pack. They broke the race up early. They got away. They're going to be taking home a well-deserved win. All 3 of those women, somehow, somewhere, are getting on that podium. All right, ladies, you have 1 lap remaining in your race. 1 lap to go. That is your 5th and 6th place rider on the road right now. 4th and 5th, actually. 4th and 5th on the road right now. I don't see them taking to the line either. I think we're going to see that duo split up on this last lap as well. All right, our women are going to be seeing 1 lap to go right now when they hit the line. 1 lap remaining in your race, ladies. 1 lap to go in this women's 3-4 event. Who is going to take the sprint out of this group? We got them coming out last turn. Who's going to be? We got one rider's got a little gap. They're all out of saddle sprinting. Who's going to be taking home the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix Cycling? Who's going to win that jersey?
Looks like Jessica Serra.
And it's Jessica Serra, rider number 118. That's Tracy Tilton, followed by rider number 18, Erin Gunn. Congratulations, ladies.
Great
that
work,
is
baby.
Your podium. That's right. That's pretty comfortable, too. Another skill Swanee's rider. So wait, where is that? Taking it going. It's like Rainbow Cruise is wanting anything to do with that off the front stuff right now.
I'll drink it.
All right. I can see some of our 50-plus guys over there, so let's get the 50-plus podium started right now as well, guys. Third place in the men's 50-plus, the one and the only, Steven Strickler. Congratulations, Steven. Third place in men's 50-plus 1-4 race today.
Nice job, Stricky. Looking good.
Running from the Surf City BMW team. Harold Martinez coming in second. Harold, congratulations. Great ride out there today. Spy Giant. And winning your 50-plus, none other than Mr. Craig Miller. The BBI Schroeder Iron Team. Congratulations, guys. Craig, well done. Great sprint today.
Liar.
Craig is a beast.
Now, I was saying that earlier. It's been a number of years, Craig, has just been beating the snot out of me at every race.
I know it's freaky. I spoke to him after the race. He doesn't have an answer for him yet, but he's trying to find one.
I give Strickland just a couple more months of training and he'll be good. Congratulations, gentlemen. Well done.
There we go, guys.
All right, Lone Rider's still off the front, Travis. Our men's 35 plus 3-4. If you're not category 3-4, and you're not 35 plus, you're in the wrong spot. Gentlemen, start your engine. They are off. This is your man's 35 plus 3-4. Heading out. Looks like some guys from the last race circling on around, tacking onto the back. Under number 612. Going to be chasing a little bit. That's Gordon Henning. Supreme on the next lap. Powerbar
Primo
on the next lap, guys. Powerbar
Primo
on the next lap.
35 plus cat threes and fours. Prime lap.
The man's got a motor like very few do. You know, we were talking about Rigo in that last race with your teammate, Kenny Rogers. They kind of rode, scampered off the front with, I think it was three or four laps. Four laps to go. Rigo was dangling out there. Kenny bridged over. But Rigo did something similar at Dana Point this year.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. At Dana Point, really, really impressive. Again, a hard course, more turns. And I think he took it with, I want to say within the first five or six laps, he went off on his own.
Yeah, it was, exactly. It was within the first couple laps, he went out, had one guy with him, and he kept him with him for, I don't know, maybe two, three laps, and then he just went, you know what, I don't need your help anymore, I'm just going to go solo.
Yeah, he truly is what, you know, we see here in kart racing sometimes, some of these natural-born killers with their big motors able to turn that gear over for a long time.
Our Lone Rider is still off the front, Travis. Looks like he's losing some time, though. Yep, doesn't look like he's opening up the gap anymore, but he is going to take home that Preem. Powerbar Preem going out to rider number 613, Troy Huerta. Congratulations, Troy.
And here's what happens also. Now, the field set up a bit. They're looking at each other, saying, hey, you go chase the guy down. That's sometimes what gives the guy off the front a chance to get his breath and take a win.
Yeah, but I'm sure Troy's looking back thinking someone's got to bridge over to me sooner or later. And I saw a couple guys. Looked like there was one guy from Pro Bike Supply, and he was trying to scamper across that gap. At the same time, he had a teammate sitting on the front trying to slow the rest of the group up. Had some great racing already today. Category 5's had a fun time. Got one rider dangling off the front, but he does not look like he's all that interested in pedaling away from him. Maybe we'll let him pedal away from him. We got a Preem on the next lap, guys. Preem on the next lap. Rock form bike mount. Preem on the next lap, guys. Preem on the next lap. Preem on the next lap. Rock form bike mount. Preem on the next lap, guys. Want to thank Rock Form for offering up a bike mount for the Preem this year. Rock form bike mount. Going back, it seems like Category 5's raced about a million years ago. Already had some great racing out here today. Category 5 had a fantastic bunch sprint. We had another bunch sprint in the 50 and 55 plus. And then that last race, the 30 plus 3-4, two guys rolled away somehow. With five laps to go. I think it was even inside five laps to go. I think it was four laps to go, and those guys just wandered on off the front. I want to welcome to the stage Mr. Mike Phalo of the Surf City Sterling BMW race team. Mike, good morning. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Great day. Not too hot.
Not yet, anyways.
Right.
Wind's picking up. Wind is always a factor here in the Ladera Ranch Grand Prix. I'm not sure how I understand how it does it, but somehow there's a headwind all the way around this course.
It seems that way. It's a very tough course. Hard to move up. This little slight riser here is a bit misleading. Wears on it.
It really does. And another thing is usually, and you're going to see this a lot more in later races,
I mean, I guess maybe this is
the wind, when it does pick up, you want to, for some reason, we're sadomasochists, we're going to put all the other guys in the gutter. We're going to go really hard up this left-hand side so no one has any room to hide.
Yeah, we're bike racers. That's kind of in our blood to begin with, I think, there too.
So, Mike, we got a preem on this next lap. The winner of this next lap taking on the Rockform Bike Mount preem.
Oh, we have those at the shop. They're awesome. Actually, a great little tool for holding your computer.
All right. All right. Rider number 628. That's Michael Uwas taking home the Rockform preem. Congratulations, Michael.
Come on, Kyle Barnes. Get up there.
Through this turn, yep, there he is, sure enough. Let's see what kind of gap he's got.
Eric looking very strong still. I ride with Eric a lot in the mornings. I know what this guy can do, and he can do it a lot. He's got that big motor like we discussed earlier, as you can see here.
Eric, you have a huge gap already. Keep turning it over. Right now, it's looking like Eric's out just on about 30 seconds, the gap.
He's end-to-end. He's out of the side of the field, which is not a good thing if you're in the field right now.
No, and it looks like just on 31 seconds to the field for Eric right now, which, again, not good thing for the field. Out of sight, out of mind. It's
out of sight, out of
huge
mind.
Gap.
And if you cannot get a good consensus at the front to chase him down, you're not going to pull him back.
Huge gap. Eric Bierman, way off the front, 35 seconds.
I rolled up to the front of a race. I had no idea anyone was off the front. I got up there with a teammate, and I'm like, so what are we doing?
Yeah, especially, again, of course, this difficult. Your tongue's on your top tube, and you can't really see what's going on ahead of you. At this point, if those guys are not in the front with their eyes up, they have no idea. A good chance, a third of that peloton has no idea that there's a guy going. Eric's coming around again.
Eric's already back around.
Blazing fast, Eric Bierman. There'll be teams looking to pick this guy up next year if he keeps riding like that. Eric, come get a card for me after the race today. Now the peloton's a bit more strung out than the last time they came around, which indicates a bit more speed in the lead group. And once again, it's Jeff Ishmael pulling these guys around.
But you know what? He stretches down about by another 8 seconds on that
lap. Ah, so looks are deceiving.
Definitely looks like, see, you know what, that just goes to show you how fast Eric is pedaling around this course right now.
Unless he gets a flat, which is a possibility, or drops a chain, something like that. Yeah, like him and his S-Works bike will take him to the line.
Yeah, they were. You heard of them?
Well, it looked like there was a little bit of separation.
Someone on
just
our team
a,
has them
just
too.
A few, oh, really? A few feet between the riders at the front of this group, which means A, they're chasing hard, but B, they don't have a good, they're not holding. When you see, mentally, Mike, when you see five to go, you know you're hurting bad. But when you see those lap cards, five to go, what does that do mentally to you?
Oh, it's huge motivation, huge. I mean, this means basically you've got a short period of time, a few more efforts. And his gap is so big right now, he can actually take it easy a bit. And though it doesn't look like he is. So a little bit of a rest, a little breather.
Five laps remaining, five laps to go. Eric, keep turning them over. You're doing a fantastic job. Really, Ladera Ranch, that's all you got for Mr. Bierman. You guys can do better than that. Come on.
Weekly comes back.
See? Well, now we got to wait. Don't worry, it's just bike racers. Looks like a couple guys trying to get up the road. That's Troy Huerta. He was off the front earlier. Five laps remaining, guys. Five laps to go. Let's hear it from Ladera Ranch. Is with his backpack on. Probably rode here from Huntington Beach today.
Yeah, that's Mark's favorite prop. His backpack's always with him.
No!
Here's Eric.
Here's Norman, Mr. Bearman.
Come on, guys, let's cheer for Eric.
Eric, USC in four laps to go. Let's hear it from the Dare Ranch.
I think they've resigned themselves to knowing that Bearman's taking this win.
Yeah, it's not about a foregone conclusion at this point. Again, barring any unforeseen mechanical.
Yeah. Four laps remainers, but four laps to go. Four laps remaining in the race. Four laps, gentlemen, four laps to go.
Four to go, and Bierman's got a 50-plus second solo lead.
He just dangles off the back.
Off the front.
He doesn't ever get tired.
I think he had a rope tied to the seat of the guy in front of him.
Something like that. Here comes Bierman. You know what? He's got three laps to go. Let's give him a preem on this lap. Three laps to go. Preem on the next lap. Preem on the next lap. A case of Pyramid Beer on this lap.
His lead is not getting any smaller.
And no, I believe it's grown. Well, you know how it goes, Mike, back in the group sometimes. There's no organized chase at the front. And when that first guy, he's going as hard as he can, and then all of a sudden he flicks his elbow and says, come on through, next guy, come on, hello?
Yeah, especially in these lower categories, because a lot of these guys want their upgrade points, and they don't want to drill themselves and wear themselves out too soon.
Yeah, they're worried about losing those... If you guys can catch Eric Bierman, there's a preem on this lap. You got to catch Eric, though. You guys got three laps to go. Three laps remaining.
This music definitely keeps people motivated.
Yeah, this is the stuff that dreams are made of, people. You know, I hear stuff like this. I know Eric's motivated right now.
Eric, don't fall asleep to this song.
Congratulations, Eric. You have two laps to go in the race. Two laps to go. All right, we got one skilled Shimano rider. That's rider number 611. Dee Hallman trying to give it a go. He's hoping to catch up to Eric. Don't see that happen. We're seeing two to go, guys. Two to go.
This is your... Thank you, Ryan, for saying this is your iPod. Thank you for clarifying. Appreciate that.
I guess
that.
We're calling this the Phalo face.
Here comes Eric.
All right. Mr. Bearman, you have one lap to go. One lap remaining in this race, Eric. Cheer him on, Ladera Ranch. Let's hear it for him. Eric has put in an unbelievable effort today. He's going to be taking home the win here in the 35 plus 3-4. Still not seeing the group coming out of turn four. Guys, here they come. Hop off the course at camp. All right, here comes our peloton out of turn four. They're going to be seeing one to go when they hit the line.
So who do you think for this field sprint? What's your feeling here, Travis, for the next lap?
You know, I got to tell you, I don't know. I don't know who it's going to be.
Go, Fred!
One lap to go, guys! One to go! One lap remaining in the race! One to go, one to go, one to go, one to go, one to go!
Eric,
congratulations on your win!
There he is! Half a lap lead.
Fantastic effort from Eric.
Nice, dude. Nice. Half
Kenny
a lap.
Kenny Rogers says, hey, where did everyone else go? They're coming. Don't worry. Just to clarify, guys, there are no left turns out here except for a bend over there. All right. Here they come out of the last turn. It looks like they threw clean. Who's going to take it? It looks like Chris Wolf got the jump on him right now. Is he going to be able to hold on to the line? Cheer him on to the line. The Ladera Ranch Grand Prix cycling. Who's going to take second place? Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, so close. And it looked like rider number 635 might have had it. That's Paul Chia. He might have been able to hold him off. From where we were sitting, he looked like he got with the bike throw, but it was very close.
Great sprint. Great, great, safe sprint.
Fantastic sprint.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, Imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, that brings to close another show at Bike Sport Radio. Thanks for listening. Hey, motorists out there, we're not criminals. Cycling's not a crime, so don't treat us like criminals. And support our project at cyclingisnotacrime.org. And remember, drive your bike just like you would your car. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.